Several times, the well-known passage of John 17 was referenced by the speakers, and this is indeed the classic passage regarding the obligation of those who belong to the body of Christ to pursue unity. So I want to read the second half of John 17, the second half of this most remarkable prayer of the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll begin at verse 13. Verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thus far the reading of God's holy, precious, and infallible word. Let us pray and ask for God's blessing upon this afternoon session. Great, glorious, triune, covenant God, blessed and eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is in the name of thy Son, thy eternal Son, the Son of thy love, who is also the one and only mediator between God and man, that we approach unto thee to ask for thy continued benediction upon this very unique gathering of so many brothers representing our two federations. And Lord, we recognize thy doings that have brought us to this very hour. And we want to acknowledge what thou hast done to make it possible for our two federations, which are so closely related to one another, that we have succeeded in entering into a full correspondence relationship with one another. Lord, we recognize that this too is an affirmation of the never failing and ongoing intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ at thy right hand, whose prayer it continues to be, that we might be one as he and his Father are one, so that the world may know that thou hast sent him. And Lord, we ask for thy blessing upon the instruction we have already received in this morning hour, that we would take that instruction to heart, that we would wrestle with it prayerfully, that thou wouldst give us a profitable discussion together as we address this very important subject that has brought us together here. And Lord, we pray that as we continue to grow toward one another, as we begin to know one another better, as thy word goes forth by thy servants in our churches, Lord, we pray that the ministry of the gospel may be richly and abundantly blessed, that we, thy servants, may preach Christ with boldness and with liberty, that we may offer him freely in the preaching of the gospel, and that thy Spirit would bless that preaching to work saving faith in this precious Christ for the first time, but also by renewal, so that sinners may be drawn to him and embrace him by faith, but that also thy people may grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, bless us. Bless the food and drink that has been so lovingly prepared for us. We ask that it may sustain us for the remainder of this day. Bless us, together with all those whom we love. Pardon all of our sins and look upon us for the name and sake of our precious Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.